This is Mike Breed of the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for February 2019. During the month, there were 1,606 single-family homes sold across the state, a 6.2% decrease from February 2018. At the same time, the median single-family home price fell 5.1% on a year-over-year basis to $224,000. Meanwhile, condo sales totaled 475 transactions, a 4.6% decrease on a year-over-year basis, while the median sale price remained unchanged at $145,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
I'm glad to be here, Mike, and I'm excited about springtime. You know, we've got the spring real estate market coming right up, but I'm also enjoying the better weather and some flowers around the yard. It's
all right
time.
Around the corner, yeah. Now, sales activity tends to reach its low point in February, but March marks the start of the spring housing market, though. Do you have any predictions for what we can expect in the coming months?
Well, I'm sure that March sales will exceed the sales total that we saw in February, but the real question is whether March sales this year will exceed last March's total. The Connecticut real estate market really seems to be softening, to my view. We have had declines in sales volume for 7 straight months, and also in 13 of the past 15 months. So not as many homes are getting sold as there were in the past. Now, this is occurring despite a pretty good economy and low unemployment rate. Perhaps it is because of some wider trend in the demographics of the country, where fewer people are inclined to own homes instead of renting. Or perhaps it's a sign of a coming recession. The time that has passed since the last recession is really unusually long. Perhaps the economy will slow, and perhaps there will be a recession in the next year or two.
Now, the last time February condo sales surpassed 500 transactions was in 2008. Even with the median sale price hovering near its 10-year low, why do you think so many buyers might be holding back?
Well, that's really hard to say. You know, condos don't seem to be a big attractive option to most of the Connecticut home buyers. In bustling cities like New York, San Francisco, and Boston, condos are all the rage, and the new ones are getting built at a fantastic clip. The new fancy units go with the urban lifestyle that many young people and baby boomers seem to crave these days. But Connecticut doesn't have very many big bustling cities, and few new condos get built in Connecticut. So fewer new condos means that the appeal is not quite so intense, and condo sales are continue to be steady, but they're certainly not spectacular.
Thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for February 2019. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.